Let's begin with the Bitcoin tape. The market rebounded after the August Core Consumer Price Index rose 0.3% month over month, above the 0.2% expected, even as Federal Reserve hike odds for the September 15th to 16th meeting jumped to roughly 85%. The move reflects the debasement trade. Investors see rising inflation and Treasury buyback failures as damaging policy credibility, favoring gold and Bitcoin. QCP warns that this mix of tighter policy expectations and risk premium is, in their words, the worst mix for Bitcoin, directly undercutting the August liquidity put narrative. Positioning now hinges on whether the Fed delivers the priced hike or surprises with a hold. Spot Bitcoin is at $78,600, up 1.5% after dipping to $76,000. A brief daily golden cross flickered off as the 50-day exponential moving average fell back below the 200-day. U.S. spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds recorded $282.6 million in net outflows on Thursday, led by the ARKB fund at $164 million. The three-day total reached $449 million. Binance's Bitcoin reserves are near a two-year high of roughly 692,000 Bitcoin. Glassnode's sell-side risk ratio dropped to 7 basis points, among the lowest ever recorded. The aggregate break-even for exchange-traded fund holders sits at $86,000, leaving paper losses of $3.9 billion. On policy, the revised Clarity Act, which runs 630 pages, is circulating ahead of the September 15th Senate procedural vote. It adds a Commodity Futures Trading Commission registration requirement for decentralized finance protocols that are not truly decentralized. Ethics provisions remain unchanged, and there is no Democratic support yet. Bessent is urging passage, while Armstrong says the SEC and CFTC are ready to publish rulemaking if Congress does not act. In the United Kingdom, the House of Lords backed a Treasury Digital Asset Strategy Amendment, defeating the government by a vote of 194 to 138. Trade groups are seeking a preliminary injunction against an Illinois 0.2% crypto transaction tax before January 1st, arguing constitutional violations. In network and industry news, Blockstream is refusing to pay a ransom for the remaining 598.5 Bitcoin from the Liquid exploit, calling it theft. Liquid has resumed block production, but pegouts remain disabled. A Trezor third-party email breach enabled phishing messages from an official domain. That follows a Shipmunk leak affecting 67,000 U.S. customers. Revolut fell for a fake government request, exposing passports, addresses, and Bitcoin transaction histories, though no funds were lost. On the quantum side, the attack benchmark for Bitcoin was cut by 86% in 2 months. A new circuit halves Google's estimate, shortening possible Q-day timelines. In macro linkages, August producer prices rose 5.4% year over year. The 30-year Treasury yield hit 5.35%, a 19-year high before retreating. Brent crude is above $105 on U.S.-Iran escalation. Gold and Bitcoin rose despite the hawkish repricing, as yields driven by tighter policy and inflation credibility feed the debasement trade. QCP says the rate hike-driven yield surge is the worst mix for Bitcoin. Among the standouts, Metaplanet cut its Series 10 executive pool by 41%, extinguishing $220 million in warrant value after shareholder backlash. Nasdaq will invest $100 million in Kraken parent Paywood at a $21 billion valuation, targeting tokenized equities by the second quarter of 2027. MoneyGram launched a stablecoin-backed Visa card in Colombia, initially using USDC. Visa's stablecoin-linked card programs grew nearly 200% year over year to more than 160. With the company citing the Genius Act, Hunter Biden's laptop meme coin crashed 99% on launch. The team blamed sniper bots, calling it a non-market factor. That's the Bitcoin brief. Back to the trading day.